Mary had a little lamb,
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
CNN is learning that law enforcement may have thwarted as many as three possible mass shootings in the last 5 days. In Florida, an arrest caught on camera of a man who sheriff's deputies say was fascinated with mass shootings. According to investigators, the man detailed plans to, quote, shoot as many people as he could in a large crowd. Police reportedly hailing that man's ex-girlfriend as a hero, saying she tipped them off. And in Connecticut, the FBI arrested another man in his 20s after receiving a tip that he was attempting to purchase large-capacity rifle magazines from out of state. Upon raiding his home, authorities say they found a stockpile of illegal weapons, including rifles, a handgun, and titanium body armor. And in Ohio, the FBI seized an arsenal of weapons from a 20-year-old man they say threatened to attack a Jewish community center. Police say that man, a 20-year-old, is a self-professed white nationalist who had racist and anti-Semitic posts on his social media.
Well, I had a concert this weekend. That was good. I actually unplugged and plugged into music this week. Heart was amazing. Joan Jett was amazing. Joni, she just blows your mind. Anyway, that was fun. And then I came home and I found out that there were three mass shootings in the works that were being planned by guys who are like from 20 to 24 years old. A guy in Norwalk, Connecticut, 22 years old. Of course, Florida. You always have to have one from Florida. Tristan is this guy's name. He's 25 years old. His girlfriend actually was alarmed by the, you know, the tone of his text messages where, you know, he was texting her that he wanted to open fire on a large crowd of people. A good 100 kills would be nice. Adding, already have a location in mind. A school is a weak target. I'd be more likely to open fire on a large crowd of people from over 3 miles away. I want to break a world record for longest confirmed kill ever. Oh, well. Even if you told someone, me saying I want to do it and think about it is not the same as actually doing it, LOL. Was kind of hoping someone would come into my life worth not doing it for the sake of all those people, laughing, crying, emoji face. I'm not crazy. Well, Trump says you are. I just want to die. And I want to have fun doing it. But I'm the most patient person in the world. And then, you know, you had James Patrick Reardon. I don't, he looks so familiar in that video. And then I realized he was at the Unite the Right rally. This is a professed, you know, neo-Nazi dude, James Reardon. So they booked him on, I guess, Saturday into an Ohio jail, Mahoning County Jail on Saturday. And all they could charge him. They charged this guy with one count of telecommunications harassment and one count of aggravated menacing. Guy is like 65 miles north of the Pittsburgh shooter at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, the Tree of Life. It's across the street from my sister-in-law's house. Yeah, it killed 11 in that particular synagogue. So police identified the Youngstown Jewish family community shooter as a local white nationalist, and he's using his Gaelic name. His name is James Reardon. He's going by Seamus O'Reardon. Mm-hmm. Authorities looked at his Instagram account, and there were nothing but pictures of him and other people shooting guns and lots of anti-Semitic comments and lots of racist crap. And so the police had to contact the Jewish Community Center, and they had to tell him that they found a variety of weapons on this kid and ammunition that belonged to his daddy, but which were all available to him. And the authorities, before they went to her, they knew that there were plenty of weapons in that house. They knew. His mommy answered the door. Yeah, he still lives with mommy. And, you know, the police found the cache of weapons. They arrested him without incident, and they set bond at $250,000. He calls himself a white nationalist, and apparently the reason I was familiar with that mugshot of his is because he decided to appear in a National Geographic documentary about the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. You know, Donald Trump, he's a fine person, a fine neo-Nazi is what he is. And he actually was saying in this National Geographic documentary, quote, "I want a homeland for white people. I want a homeland for white people." Check out Idaho. New Hampshire should do. Rhode Island, not white enough. Oh, well, there are some Jews there. Oh, and speaking of the Jews there in Rhode Island, you remember last week I was showing you that there were a bunch of kids that were protesting at a for-profit ICE prison. And they were part of a group called the Never Again group, right? Bunch of kids. And this guy with his vehicle, you know, just pulled up on them. Lou Dobbs said that the kids ought to be arrested because they assaulted him. But I showed you the video. I'm going to show it to you again right here.
When I say justice, you say now. Justice.
Now.
Justice.
Now.
When I say release the, you say kids. Release the.
Kids.
Release the.
Kids.
When I say release the, you say parents. Release the.
Parents.
Release the. Parents.
Thank you. And here we go. Okay, remember that? Remember that, everybody? And then Lou Dobbs decided to clip the clip. He decided to edit it and make it look as if they attacked this poor man trying to go to work at the ICE prison.
ICE protesters in Rhode Island harassing a federal detention center worker last night. These demonstrators blocking the entrance to a facility holding illegal immigrants when the driver tried to pull in to the parking lot. The protesters surrounded him, yelling, banging on the hood of the truck, blocking his entrance into the facility. In jurisdictions all around the country, by the way, what they committed is assault. Trying to stop and block a vehicle is considered assault. In some instances, banging on an occupied vehicle is considered assault, which obviously the demonstrators may have committed in Rhode Island last night.
So let's see who's telling the truth, me or Lou Dobbs. Well, let's look at the newspaper. How's the Washington Post for you? Will that work? Good. The corrections officer who allegedly drove his hulking pickup truck into a crowd of protesters outside the detention facility where he worked has resigned from the privately run prison, officials there said. Donald Wyatt Detention Facility placed Captain Thomas Woodworth on administrative leave after widely circulated video showed him on Wednesday behind the wheel of his Chevy Silverado that swerved into a crowd of activists demonstrating against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which works with Central Falls, Rhode Island Prison. You know what? There's an ongoing investigation on this man because apparently he actually ran over a 64-year-old protester, broke the man's leg, and the man is now hospitalized with internal bleeding, said Amy Anthony, the group's spokesperson. Other guards pepper sprayed the protesters, and local police declined to intervene. After the confrontation, Woodworth strolled into the prison. Yeah, he actually did hit a 64-year-old man, broke his leg, and the man is in the hospital suffering internal bleeding. I think I'm telling the truth, Lou.